Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, them's fighting words.
Most certainly. Well, for some. The number to call in, should you choose, and you are listening live, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our affiliates on the internet, open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your long-lost host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by the one and the only Miss Ma'am Not Pip Helix. Don't call her ma'am.
Yes, please don't call me ma'am.
She's no ma'am to you.
No, sir, I'm no ma'am.
And we are waiting for our co-host that occasionally dresses like a ma'am on the occasional rock gig, Mr. Joe Curry. He's
yes.
Efforting to be here. Oh, we should see him in about 30, 45 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Joe will join us.
Because it's ugly out there.
What's it doing out there?
The roads.
Oh, I thought you meant because Joe is out there.
No.
Like, that's
I didn't.
A little hurtful.
No,
it's saying. Ugly out there. Joe is out there. He's frothing at the mouth.
You said that, not me.
You I'm said just, it was ugly out there. I didn't
know. It is. The roads. Crazy. I don't know what got into people's heads today, but people were driving like jackasses.
All right, I want to talk about the roads in one second. I'm going to intro the show, then I'm going to do something. Talk about the roads briefly, and then I'm going to get to the other stuff I want to talk about.
Okay.
But you mentioned roads, so
yes.
I have a bone of contention is. Only I can.
On, oh.
on inane stuff.
We wouldn't maybe have a rant, would we?
I could froth to that.
I've seen that happen.
It's usually when my equipment's going bad. But.
I know, froth.
All right, but on tonight's show, we got our own crazy biatch. Pip Helix has a brand new installment of Bitches Be Crazy.
Oh, I have a good one. I
haven't done that in a while.
It's a personal story.
Yeah, it's a personal one. So, could be very good. Or we might have to dust off the blah, 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 blah.
I don't think so.
All right. You're putting a lot of pressure. Usually you go out in the wild and find these stories.
I know. I usually do. But, you know, I felt it was time to tell a story from my own personal history that was one of the reasons I thought of Bitches Be Crazy.
All right. Well, we'll hear that a little bit later on. We'll see how the guy who I warned, Michael, is processing the news about Belinda. Being a
yes.
scammer, because at last we hasn't really come to terms with that.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can get some Ann Jackson in.
Right.
All right, before I get to the show news, I guess I should mention this road thing.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm at a gig on Saturday night, and I see on Facebook, I'm scrolling around before the gig, somebody posts that there's a horrible accident on I-78, I guess in Jersey or Pennsylvania. I don't know where it was. And there's helicopters, and she's bitching and everything that, like, people are like, I don't know. People aren't reacting the way she wants them to react on such a thing. Somebody's dead, for God's sakes. And it's the old joke, well, if there were going to be traffic, somebody better be dead. But
yeah.
Whatever. This is yes. a comic. You would expect her to think that way, but whatever.
Yeah, you know what? Even comics have their that's not funny point.
And they suck. Even stuff that I don't find particularly funny, I go, well, I'm a comic. I don't have to find it funny, but dummy up. It's not offensive. Everybody move on.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not the point. So I guess she was in the middle of this. So she, I guess, Facebook posted her location. And I-78 is a location. But first of all, I didn't even know I-78 had a location on Facebook.
Really?
Then this blew my mind. It was rated like you would like with something with Yelp.
Yeah.
It got 4.5 stars. Who the hell is rating a highway?
As compared to what other road?
I don't know. That's a based on. So I said, well, who's rating a highway?
Yeah.
And she deleted that post. Ugh, what, really? That's the funniest thing that on your little thread of wah, wah.
You know what? It is annoying when people are like, they're on. I mean, there have been times where I post something where I'm angry or I'm upset or something, and you post something funny. And actually, and other people are like, who's that dick? And it's like, no. That's funny. I mean, I'm annoyed, but I'm not annoyed at him because that was funny.
Yeah, it's got to be funny.
Yeah.
I just did it to you.
You did. I was like, I was in a really foul mood.
I didn't know what was going on, but you did not seem pleased.
I was not pleased. And so I was just like, I was just like, ah. And it was late.
You're tired. You're like achy, anxious.
Frustrated, you know.
And everybody's like, oh, Pip,
yeah.
What's going on?
And
it'll be okay, sister.
I know. I'm like... Oh, I didn't really mean for everybody to come out of the woodwork.
And then your pal saw the post and goes,
that Those are four of the worst dwarves ever. And you know, because I took that and I made it another post. I'm like, I said this. This is what he said. What are the other three? Yeah. The worst dwarves ever. Yeah. And people were having fun with it.
Yes, because I bring comedy to Facebook.
Even when I'm cranky.
Hey, that's what you're supposed to do.
I know.
Whoa, you're all supposed to get on the pity party? Yeah, walk it off, stupid.
No, you know what? Sometimes I have to admit the pity party helps.
Oh, sure it does, because people care.
Yeah.
In a non-committal, non-efforting type of way, people care.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes that is all you need to get out of your mood.
That fake concern is all you need to get you in the mood.
I enjoy the fake concern.
We all do. We all enjoy fake concern. I don't feed into it very often.
Remember when I dished something out to you that you shouldn't be enjoying it.
I never get annoyed, though, when people... Though I like, there is one person on my Facebook who posts the most inane... non-funny stuff in the attempts to be funny. You probably know who it is.
I'm not gonna guess.
But no, you don't have to. But I just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because it's so consistently bad.
Yeah.
It's just like so consistently way out there.
I have one or two people that it's like, and I'll just press like.
You let the comic stand. The comment. Stand on
stand
its
own. Stand alone.
Exactly.
And sometimes there are people on my little Wynwood fan group. They'll post things and I'm just like, you're a nut. I'm not saying anything. We have one person in the group that is just such an old lech. And sometimes he'll post things that are really off topic and it's about his personal life. And my friend and I go to each other, ew! Because he's such a horrible old lech.
Yeah, you don't post that everywhere.
Yeah, but so it's like we just ignore him.
I don't post a ton of personal stuff.
No, I noticed.
Like I often wonder, like for the wife's birthday, which I'll get to in a second. I didn't post on her timeline or my time like how people do. Why? Because she's right there.
I live
with her.
Yeah.
Does it make it better via social media? You know, some of these people, they write like a whole lengthy you're the most wonderful person, the sunshine in my world. Oh, but fucking who cares, bro? Now you're going to get 90 likes, but did you earn them? No. Not really. Those are cheap likes. Write a dick joke.
That's not cheap.
But, you know, people could do whatever they want on Facebook. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just tend not to do that.
That's not your style.
No, I also tend to wonder what I'll do if, like, somebody, God forbid, but it'll happen, somebody close to me passes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I generally don't post stuff like that on Facebook. I generally post divisive things.
Well, I feel odd when something's going on, you know, because I will share with people when something, like, tragic happens.
You share your work stuff.
I share work stuff, but also, like, you know, when that horrible thing happened in my friend's family, I shared a little bit about that.
I don't think I went inappropriate on that one.
No, that would be the wrong place to go.
Well, which is usually where I show
up. I know. No, you didn't.
But even I was like, ugh, nah.
But there are people that, you know, that will come and read it and say, oh, my God. You know, I'm praying for you. And
but that's another thing.
Or they'll say, pray for me. And I'm like, I don't do that.
Here's another one I can't stand. Mm. Prayer warriors. Are you on your knees? Are you fighting a battle? You're not a warrior. I get pray for me.
I've never heard this term.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Is it?
I'm going to need my prayer warriors. Such and such is going through this. You know what? Unless you're about to armor up and go into battle against Satan.
Yes, yes. And you actually need physical swords.
Yes.
And there's something to slice.
Yeah, if the demon spawn is coming at you and you're going into battle with halos and prayers, cool, you're a prayer warrior.
Right.
If somebody's ill, we don't need prayer warriors. Thoughts and prayers is enough.
I mean, I'll say, you know, I'll be thinking about somebody and...
But you're not.
You know, and hope...
That's another thing.
No, I do.
Now, you're the rare one. Most people, thinking of it. No, you don't. You don't think about it. You go on with your day.
You know, I mean, I'm thinking about it then, and then I'm like, I wonder what
you're
happened.
Thinking about
I'll
it
go
until
and look
you hit,
at it again.
You're thinking about it until you hit click post, and then you're off.
Some people,
and then you're doing a cat meme.
Some people that I hardly know, I'll just say, oh, wow, you know, I'm really sorry to hear that. And I am
sorry.
You know?
Nobody likes bad news.
No, I'm sorry to hear that, and they're going through that.
Nobody likes pain.
I'm not going to church and praying for them. I'm sorry. I don't do
that. The prayer warrior thing has to stop.
Bizarre.
No, if there's going to be prayer warriors, I want prayer casualties. I want this person.
At least then we'd have numbers.
Yeah, this person was like JPP and lost 3 digits while praying. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
You know, Satan came up and hit him with a pitchfork. He's not going to play for the Giants this year because he was praying real hard. All right, we got prayer warriors. I'm listening. Oh, my God, did you hear about Johnny? He passed. What happened? He was praying. All right. You're a warrior. There's something at stake. But getting on your knees and praying, it's nice. Going to church, it's nice. You're not a warrior, though.
It
goes against each other. Warriors are supposed to wage battles.
We're fighting for peace.
And praying is...
What? Yeah, huh?
You don't... No. Prayer war. Enough with the prayer warriors.
No, I'm sleeping for exercise.
A what?
You know, just something that's ineffectual to do for the other thing.
You do lose weight while you sleep.
Do you?
Yeah, like a pound and a half.
Bullshit.
You do.
Oh, I pack on 5. I'm sure.
Well, that's because your dreams are full of fatty foods.
Cheeseburger. Actually, when I tried to be a vegetarian once, I was
dreaming. By once, you mean what, like one meal?
No. There was a long stretch of time where I was a vegetarian, but I wasn't doing it properly. I wasn't getting enough protein. And I literally quit when I found myself dreaming about cheeseburgers.
I couldn't take it. I did this one thing. It was like, I think it was Dr. Satkin, not Dr. Atkin.
Dr. Sadkin?
I don't know what the hell it was. The wife did it for real. I kind of did it with her, but like they put these patches on your ears and you like rub them so you don't get hungry and you're basically not eating.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was dreaming about food.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that. And so was she. It was like, enough.
A liquid diet. I was like, anything, like any smell. And I worked across the way from a luncheonette and they would be frying up bacon and it would carry on the air. Holy crap.
Bacon.
You know, meat candy. It's
that's my nickname. That's my dancing name.
That's your tattoo.
Right on my ass.
No, that looks like you're soliciting some. Nah.
Who says I'm not? Prayer warriors.
Yeah. Cho, you can't get here soon enough. I don't have any meat candy for you.
Right, well, then I'm going to be vegetarian, too. I don't want none of that.
Oh, God.
But back
no.
to the point. First yes. of all, highways? Do not need Facebook pages.
Well, you know, Yelp sucks.
I don't know if it was Yelp.
Oh.
But I'm saying people rated it. It's like, well, is it compared to the Turnpike because there's no tolls on it? Who's rating a highway? Who's ever driven on a highway and go, you know what? I don't see how that experience could have been much better. It's everything I was looking for in a highway. It was 3 lanes. There was no cops. The concrete was dry.
It was nice and smooth.
I did have to pee, and the rest areas were a little far away, so I'm going to take away half a star.
Right.
But other than that, this driving experience,
brilliant.
4.5 stars. I feel so strongly about this, I'm going to go online and rate it.
I know. It is a bizarre thing.
Yes. Like,
but, you know, that's the strange and wonderful thing about the internet. For every single thing on the planet, there's somebody who is passionate about it. I mean, things that we would
never consider.
All right,
here's the thing. If you are passionate about a highway,
yes,
then I think you must show your dedication to said highway and lay down in the middle of it. That's what you... If you feel that strong... Now, I understand contempt for a highway. Cross Bronx, we're looking at you.
Oh, yes. We have bitched about that together
cars.
I
understand contempt about highway. Again, I don't know if I need to go online and rate it.
Now I'm thinking that we should.
But I've never been on a highway and go, God, I could do that forever.
No, not enough.
You know what? Oh, no, I don't want these naked women on my Facebook page. Let me see various overhead shots of I-78. Oh, look at that. Look at the asphalt on that.
Look at the overhead pass.
And then my comments, I still contend, very entertaining on a thread of yuck.
Yeah.
You don't delete. That would have gotten likes.
Well, that's irritating to me when somebody, I mean, unless somebody says something that has become so divisive that the whole thread is people yelling at that person and not about
nobody's
going to
yell at that. You'll get a couple of likes from the tee-hee-hee.
Yeah,
good point.
The tee-hee-hee cred, yes. Yeah. But I mean, like, unless a comment, not that comment, but unless a comment is really disgusting.
I've never deleted a post, and my Facebook has had plenty of disgusting things.
No, I have.
I don't delete. I don't care. I always figure, you know what, the comments speak for themselves, and the person could stand on their own if they want to fight it. Very often, a debate will begin on my Facebook by something I posted. I will engage it for a little bit, and then the minions from the left and the right go at each other.
Oh, yeah. And you sit back and eat popcorn.
Yeah, well, this worked out
like
better
Michael
than
Michael Jackson
I
and Thriller.
And with a little boy on my lap, same thing.
Why is there a hole in this popcorn bucket? Just keep eating.
That old gag.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa says, hey, nice curbs.
Nice curbs?
Curbs. You know, we were talking about
different
things to be fashionable about on roads. Remember, these people are a little bit behind.
Yeah, but highways don't have curbs. That's a road thing.
I know. Well, you know, she's like enjoying the road experience. So that's one of her posts. On
you know,
Elm Street.
I heard Lisa actually made love to a road, and it was a dirty road, and she got road rash. Hmm.
Are you enjoying the barrel tonight, Devin?
Joe will be here soon.
just dust it off for me.
Joe will be here. We'll set up the Red Bulls. He'll be ready to go.
I hate a dusty barrel. Just clean it out in there for a second.
Isn't that what you call your privates? See, and I'm out.
No, that's like that Betty White skit, my dusty muffin.
But that wasn't the point. But that was the point of that. So that was a little tangent there.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I had somebody just the other day. There's a T intersection, and the person just, and I'm going on the straightaway, and the other people have the stop. And this person comes up to the stop and just blows through the stop and making a left. So I have to, like, really slow down so that our trajectories are not going to meet. And I blow my horn, and she's looking at me like, what? With that dirty look, and I'm like, you filthy whore. You just blew through the stop, and you're giving me the stink eye?
Sure. That's the bluff. That's the bluff.
Is that that's the move?
That's the move.
I throw my hands in the air and do the, I'm sorry.
That's the other move.
Yeah. I'm like, when I.
Those are the moves.
Everybody has a moment where they like diz out and they do something stupid on the road. Everyone does it. But don't, I hate that, you know, I didn't do it. What are you looking at, bitch? Look.
Yeah, but you get that for a lot of things.
I know. I get that all the time.
So a little bit of show news.
Yes.
This Friday, I will be taping an episode of The Security Brief on Reels.
Nice.
Reels is a network. They actually just picked up, they just had a Miss USA, because NBC and Univision dropped it. Reels picked it up.
Nice.
So, they had that on Sunday. So, yeah. So, this episode, as you might figure, is going to be on scamming. And this is actually, I think one of the guests is actually an American that was scammed for 5 years by another American.
5 years.
5 years. And I believe this woman is somewhat famous because I believe she was Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror in like the first city production of it or something.
Whoa.
So yeah, I'm gonna be on that. So that's taping on Friday. So it'll probably be out in the next week or two on Reels. I think it airs at noon.
Oh, that's
Eastern.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I'll be flying the old Davin's Den banner.
Yay.
It is amazing. In like 9 months, I've this is going to be like my third expert. It's like, but there's like expert opinions. But later on that night, I'm going to be telling dick jokes to a bunch of alcoholics. It's the weirdest thing.
They don't need to know that.
But anybody does. And who is this asshole giving me advice with the stupid cowboy hat?
That doesn't mean anything.
It's just weird. Yeah. And I have to wear a suit this time. They keep on making me dress up more and more in all these different shows.
Are you going
to
post it on Facebook so that we can critique like you usually do?
Nah, this is my my wedding bar mitzvah funeral suit.
Oh, okay, so that'll be fine.
It's a straight blue pinstripe suit.
No cowboy hat and bandana.
That'd be awesome.
Can you imagine? You get the suit on. As soon as you get in the car, you throw the hat on. It's like, no, no.
It's a Confederate banking pimp.
when you're in middle school, you leave the house in one outfit, and then all of a sudden the skirt's going up, the shirt.
No, I mean.
It's changing.
I got to play it pretty straightforward. You know?
Well, yeah, well, you have to look like respectable.
Yeah, which is always uncomfortable for me. It is. I'm an adult, but I don't act that way.
No, you telling me?
It was rhetorical.
Yes, it was, but I had to answer. The thing is, I know I have a pretty responsible job, but I always feel like I'm wearing my responsible adult costume when I go to work. And I'm hoping they don't know.
Yeah, but even when I do the other TV stuff, I mean, I was dressed up, but I wasn't like adult. I was adult.
Duh?
I was adult. I wasn't
adult.
Yeah, I was adult. Thank you. I wasn't a banker adult though.
No, you looked very nice in both those performances.
No, thank you.
I mean, appearances, rather. But the thing is that you looked grown up, and at least as excited. Oh, so Davin will be wearing the good suit.
The good suit.
The good suit.
It's the bar mitzvah suit. Yeah. It's the Jew suit. I wonder if I'll remember to take off the Yamaha.
Suit.
Yeah, I always got to be a Jew when I wear that shit. I don't wear that in my day-to-day stuff.
Oh, yeah, no. So that's your Jew costume.
That's my Jew costume. For a few hours at a time, I pretend I'm a respectable member of the Jewish community, and I put up on that illusion until people engage me in conversation.
And then they go, oh, wow,
he's
okay,
a poser.
Yeah. Not respectable.
No, not respectable at all.
Out! Out! Out. Bang, 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 clang, bang!
We have a camp that wants you.
Oh, no. No.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not taking the train to this gig. Nope, no, nope, nope.
So, yeah, so that's kind of exciting. What happened is this is the producer who I initially worked for on a, with her on Arise and Shine.
Okay.
So
okay.
She.
Oh, okay.
Which is when I did the two earlier appearances.
Yes, and she really liked how you worked out for the show.
Right, and now she's moved on to this program.
Great.
So, and this is her first show. She just joined the team. So this is her first show that she's producing. And she immediately thought of me. So that's nice.
That's a nice compliment.
It is.
It is. You know, I mean, I found that in my very, very low level of showbiz life.
Here it is.
Here it is. No. You know, like doing like theater and stuff, that people find that if you can bring something good to the table and you're easy to work with and you're a professional about it, you're punctual, you don't show off, you know, that you will get more work than people that. I mean, maybe there is somebody that has more experience with scamming, but they're not as presentable, they're not as well-spoken, or they're not professional as
you
are.
I had to write a bio last night for her executive producer.
Oh, God, I hope you left a lot out.
No, for the scamming stuff, but I was thinking about, I mean, there's people that do what I do, but there's not a lot of people that have... that have done what I've done with the scammers and can present it in an entertaining, straightforward type of way.
Yes.
It's a unique skill set because a lot of these people, they're very proficient at what they do.
Right.
But doesn't mean they can necessarily convey what they do in an
entertaining way.
Yeah, I mean, that's my strength.
Yes.
The entertainingness. Forget, don't pay attention to what I'm actually saying. Just just how I say
look
it.
Look at the bells and the whistles.
Yes, look at the shiny objects.
Ooh,
and they're taking that away and making me wear a suit. Damn it!
No, but that's a big, the strong suit, but besides the strong suit you'll be wearing.
Sure.
The thing is that's really good about that is that you can make it funny without making fun of the victims.
Right.
That is not easy.
No, because the victims beg to be made fun of. That wasn't your point?
Sometimes they come into the chat and they email us. They say, please, no, rip me apart.
Actually, victims are really freaking sensitive.
No, they're very sensitive.
They're very sensitive. And which is very hard for a person like myself and Joe, because we generally are insensitive pricks. I'm more so than Joe.
Yes, yeah.
Joe is much more cognizant of our fans' feelings than I am. He is. There's no doubt about it. I will piss off a fan.
And gladly.
Yes, but I'll piss off each other and myself, too.
Oh,
I don't care.
Please. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Joe is very cognizant of, you know, being respectful of our fans, whereas I will play music to annoy them.
Yes, we've noticed.
Yes.
Also, Lisa is being complimentary. She said,
that's what I love about Lisa.
Not with your panache. The other people that go to these shows can't do it with the same panache you do.
I like that.
And I know you like that word because you used it in some of our advertising copy.
Did I?
Yes.
Me and Lisa share a love for panache.
Yes, you do. Yes. And you know what? I can't believe you admitted that. Isolate that. I was pretending it was dirty. The barrel looks good today.
I doused it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I knew you'd be visiting.
I knew it was just a matter of time before I get in there.
We all knew. It was just a matter of time.
I have barrel easy pass.
Yes, you do. I mean, generally, your passage to the barrel accelerates once Joe walks in for some reason.
I don't know what that is.
It's a
weird dynamic.
It is. Like, Joe walks in and all of a sudden you suck. I'm just kidding. You suck way before that.
Yes, but I'm the only one that is here with you.
Yes, because I would suck on my own to immense proportions. Well, that didn't sound right. Isolate that.
It's immense proportions. I'm just kind of
nobody sucks like I suck with the panache that I suck with.
That is true. Yes. I am just ruminating on this. I'm getting visuals.
Yes. You save the audience by being here from the vastness of my
suckery. Sucktitude.
Sucktitude, yes. So really, you save the audience.
You know what? I do it. I do them this service because I love them.
All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah, and isolate that.
Yes. See, again, you and Joe, much more caring to our audience.
We try, but we are all. I mean, I understand my role is as the lesser evil.
I don't think that's your role. That's just what you are.
No,
yeah,
I know.
I never said, hey, don't be as nasty as us. I never said that to you.
That would just be an inducement to be the worst.
No, but I've never said everybody is who they are.
Yeah.
Well, no, Joe's a little nicer here to the people in the chat room than he is to me.
Yeah.
Joe's much nicer. Joe, when he's here, gives the image that he gives to the other comedians throughout the Long Island comedy community in New Jersey that he's a swell guy.
Yes.
I know the truth.
Well, you've been sleeping in with him for much longer than a lot of those guys.
I'm not going to say I don't like it. That
so
ought to make
funny.
Him crash into a tree.
I know. It's like, I can't drive fast enough to stop this. Stop it. I know. He was like breaking world speed records the other day when I was bringing up things that he didn't approve of.
Mm.
Nor did you, but you were stuck with it.
Yes. So, yeah. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah, you should be.
She's already said, you know, if I do well, you know, they want to do more shows of this. They want to do it with the military scammers.
Great.
Originally, she wanted me to come on and talk about how we scammed Belinda.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I originally thought it was going to be, but then it morphed into, I'm going to be the straight expert again, which
is
fine.
That's okay, because there could be more later about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times you could be the straight expert on this stuff, but I guess
no.
You can be.
Well, as long as they keep doing it
and finding
new ways.
They want to do the military scammers separately. There was a gentleman who was being scammed by a Navalis picture. Who sought me out and everything, who I'd been helping and everything. And there was discussions of having him on the show.
Oh.
But I don't know, because there's not a lot of men that come forward. I haven't seen any of these shows where there's a man that really speaks to this and everything. I don't know if he's going to make it out or not. Well, there's a lot of actually, I'm the only person he's told, which is the big, like his friends and family and loved ones don't even know.
It's an interesting dynamic that the women who have fallen prey to these people are... I mean, they're still embarrassed. A lot of them are just humiliated and get depressed about it.
Right.
But it's like, but they are, in large part, a lot more willing to come forward.
Well, there's
than
more.
Men.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's the machismo thing, and men take longer to fall in love. But when they fall in love, they fall harder.
Yeah, they do.
So it's you know, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just always honored when people trust me to be the one they come forward to. I don't know how that happens.
I don't either, and I really need to talk to them.
Yeah, well, you can take over. You could be their confidant.
No. I've done lots of that counseling.
I have really pulled back from the anti-scam groups.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really not posting in there. I just posted because I was trying to get some people for the show because they were asking for victims to come forward.
Right.
So I posted that last week. But other than that, I'm not even posting about our show in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably post when this TV show airs. So this is my third week, I want to say, of this. And we said, let's give it a month.
Yeah.
There's a good chance I'm walking away.
Really?
There's a good chance I'm done. My life is so much happier without dealing with the pettiness and the nonsense and just the vindictiveness of some of the people. Listen, I like helping people. I like educating people.
Yes.
But I don't need to deal with these egos and
no.
stuff. So... there's a good chance I'm walking away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it's that, it's become that stressful for you.
Well, you've seen me.
Yeah, I've walked in and you're like, ugh. And somebody has just, you know, screwed you over about some ego trip that they're doing. And all of a sudden they turn into, well, we don't know if we can trust you. It's like, really? You really think that
no,
I'm like...
It's not even trust. It's just... I'm very threatening to a lot of people in real life too, because I have I don't think I'm an aggressive person, but I have a strong presence. In certain situations,
you're not a physically aggressive person, but you can be verbally aggressive if you're really passionate about something, and or if you're impatient about something, you can be verbally aggressive.
I get aggressive there when they're wrong, and they're giving bad information, and people's lives are at stake.
You really don't suffer fools gladly, especially when it's their foolishness is important. Like
yes.
you said, lives at stake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Men have died, potentially.
Yeah. No, and I
mean, a lot of time, the anger I raise here is a little bit of a show.
Yes.
You know, I don't really get that upset about I-78. I think it's stupid, but, you know.
Yeah, well, Lisa's agreeing with you. Yeah, working with people sucks.
I used to love people until I started working with them.
That's why this basement is a good place for you.
The basement is the best. Oh, I told the wife I'm ready to move further out.
Really?
Oh, I don't need to be with people.
No, that's so weird because you were thinking about moving back closer to where you were.
Yeah, but the traffic's annoying me. People will not do fucking 80. Let's go!
I was in the middle lane up here on the New York Thruway, and this guy is right on my bumper. I should not be able to make out that much of your facial expressions.
How fast were you going?
I'm doing like 75 in the middle lane. I'm like, pass me.
Yeah, in the middle lane, it's not too bad. Speed limit's 65. 75 is respectable.
Yeah, and the person is in front of me, but I leave a little bit of car length between me and the person in front of me because I don't want to die.
Well, the radar detector has made me much more aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I know, but the person behind me, and what was really scary is that his front trunk, like the where you would have the hood ornament, it was cracked and vibrating in the wind because he was going so fast.
Wow.
And he was so close to me. And I'm like, you've obviously already been in an accident. You've slammed somebody already. And you're right up my butt. And I can see you, like, looking aggravated. I'm like, go around me.
Yeah, you have options to go around.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's funny, though. The other day we're driving on the thruway, and there's a jackass driving in a minivan, kind of dirty, a little beat up. Not too bad. I go, God damn Hasidic Jews. And sure enough, I pull next to him. It was the Hasidic Jews.
I told you that.
The Hasidic Jews are the Asian drivers of the Jewish community. They are our bad drivers.
I've told you, now not necessarily always bad driving, but I've told you there's that look of a vehicle.
Yes, dirty,
and
not kept for.
And as a little, like, road game for myself, when I pass one of those, I look over to see if there's a Hasidic Jew driving, because they all those trucks look exactly the same.
Yes, it's always fun when you play your Nazi games.
They're a little bit older, they're a little beat up and everything. And
you're talking,
like,
about the people or the vehicles?
Both. No, the cars, the vans or trucks, I don't know what you call, I guess vans, all look approximately the same for some reason. It's like a memo went out, this is what you have to drive.
I don't know, but the Hasidic Jews need to stop.
Well,
they just need to stop.
They need to stop what?
There's two things they need to stop. There's many things they need to stop doing. Stop walking in the middle of the street, but that's an all religious Jew thing.
Yeah.
Stop walking in the middle of the street and stop driving like Asians. That's what.
That's not fair.
To who? To who?
I think that it's more obvious to us because there are those stereotypes, and then when we look over people.
When have you ever been driving and seen somebody whiz by and go, you know, that's some good driving by that Asian? Never!
Oh, no, because my locality is really heavily populated by Asian people. Most of them mind their P's and Q's. And then there's the couple that are the reason that
they are not good
exists.
Drivers.
The person who blew through the stop sign, obviously a person from the Indian subcontinent, and India or Pakistan or I don't know, but, and she was looking at me like, what are you looking at?
She was late to getting to her call center.
I don't. Oh,
what? What?
Late to getting to her call center.
Was I wrong?
Because that's all they do.
It's stereotype radio.
Yeah, stereotype radio wrecking through.
I am ready to run for Republican office.
Oh, you and all my cousins.
I am ready to be Donald Trump's VP. I got the hair.
Oh, that would be all argument all day.
Me and the Trumpster?
Yes. Yeah, like you'd get along about anything with him.
He'd just be like, I'm very, very rich. And I go, I'm really, really not. I'm very, very rich. He's like, well, you know, I could have gotten those hostages out in 2 minutes. Me going, could you? Really?
I know. It's easy to talk about that. Easy to bluster about that.
Yes.
You could probably introduce him to some hair product, though.
I use gel on occasion. There's nothing in my hair right now.
No, I know. I can tell when you've used gel because it's got a slightly different look to it.
Yes, it's got that neat look. as opposed to the hot pile of crap I look like now.
No, you have wave to your hair. See, that's the thing. Nobody's ever happy because people, you know, I have really straight hair, so I used to get perms, and there's a little bit left in there. That's the only thing I have left. But it's like straight, straight, straight. And then curly-haired girls, they're like, oh, I straighten my hair.
My hair has a wave to it.
It does have a wave,
but that's why I can never grow out my hair as long. I used to grow out long, but I really can't because it gets all mullety. We've been over this.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't, so that's why I got to get the haircuts. Now I got to be straight-laced.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah,
you know, I want to be hippie. I can't be.
But isn't that kind of like coming along with like being a dad, too, that you can't really...
Really?
The
you
long,
think I'm a good model
hair?
For that?
Well,
the daughter clearly does not realize how cool I am, by the way.
No, they never do.
No, daughter unit, like, rolls her eyes at me regularly.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I listen to way better music than she does. It's not even close. She doesn't want to listen to my rock music. Fine.
But that's adult.
But I listen
music.
To pop.
I know.
I listen to pop. She's like, well, can you put on classical? Really, Chopin? Yeah. That's her mother's fault.
Good for her.
Oh, classical. That's going to get your ass kicked.
Did you say Chopin?
It's Chopin.
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 I was Chopin. I didn't mispronounce it. Stupid.
Try again.
Move out of the way. Let me get in that barrel.
See, I put Chopin. In some cushions here.
See, but that, I mean, you know, yuck. Yeah. I'm trying to put some Aerosmith or some Van Halen. Do we have any Bach? Do we?
She doesn't want to hear that crap, though. That's dad music. As much as we think it is the coolest thing ever, that's kids' job is to disrespect.
I got
music.
Taylor Swift on.
And she doesn't like that.
She doesn't complain about that, but she. No. But yeah, but my rock music gives her a headache. Are you 85, sweetheart? Are you? It gives you a head. Are you kidding me? It's on 6.
You know what's really funny is that my dad was kind of cool because he did like rock. He didn't like everything. But he did like rock music, and there were certain songs that we'd find we had in common that he really enjoyed. My brother, on the other hand, when I was a little kid, this is why I think he can't hear to this day, because he has to play everything really super loud, because he blew out his ears. He would play music deafeningly loud when we were young, and it killed me. It's not that I didn't like the music. I couldn't stand the decibel level.
I don't play it that loud. Now, she's in the back. It's a little louder.
Right.
But my daughter needs to get cool quicker. This is some bullshit.
She needs to be cool quicker.
Because I listen to pop.
Is there some place you can send her for lessons?
I might have to. Well, she's learning violin now. I took violin lessons, and that ended for a couple of reasons.
Oh.
One, which we've been over many times. Hello, Joseph.
Hey.
Hello, Joe.
One, which we've been over many times. I have no musical ability. we'd be like in orchestra practice, and
yes.
I'd be faking it like a woman pretending to enjoy herself with me.
Oh!
Right, but in D minor.
No. Yeah.
He's trying to do
that, and the violin was in the back of my dad's car, and he went into the city to work, and it was stolen. So there was many weeks where I did not have my violin. It was a very nice violin. So that pretty much ended my musical career. But whatever. Neither here nor there. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
What's the matter?
Huh? I'm just tired.
All right, we'll let you ease into the show. Take your time.
Yeah,
well, I heard the show on the way up.
Oh, good.
Were you racing?
Like Vin Diesel.
Got the same haircut. You're obviously the after.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is he before? Is he current? Really?
I don't like the looks of Vin Diesel, so I think Joe is better.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would take Joe over Vin Diesel.
Thank you
any
very
day.
Much.
No, seriously, because we had...
It's fine.
I had a foot doctor, and the receptionist was so into Vin Diesel.
Didn't see that next sentence.
No, I didn't see that coming. Go. No, it's cool. It's cool.
A foot doctor.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, sorry. And the receptionist used to have pictures of Vin Diesel all around her like reception area, which I thought was really weird for a doctor's office.
That's really creepy. You should have like toes or something like that if it's a foot doctor.
This could be you, toe jam.
They did have like the usual pamphlets and pictures
right.
and things, but she's the receptionist and she's got like these shirtless pictures of this guy, and I'm like, are you a teenage girl? It was bizarre.
That's kind of unprofessional.
Yeah, she was in her 40s.
Isn't that
40s.
The password to get into a certain mansion?
Yes, it is. Are you a teenage girl? Entrez-vous.
Door swings open wide. Right in.
Down spot.
You brought your bathing
and
suit.
And at my spot, it's usually Joe frothing at the mouth.
You brought your bathing suit, and if you didn't, not a big deal.
We have a whole variety. We shop at Miss Teen's. Johnny Grace, come over here. We need you to go make another trip to Manny's and get yourself a little something, too.
I already did.
Buy my blouse.
All right, but I digress.
No,
so,
there
was more to I thought that was the point.
What the hell was I talking about?
How the secretary at Vin Diesel pick?
Oh, no. And I put... I almost,
right, exactly.
I almost put my foot in my mouth because the second time I was there after, like, about a year, I go back and I go... Because I didn't see the pictures, and I forgot what the woman looked like. And she got, new hair and everything, so she looked really different. And I go,
it was
do you
year.
Still have that lady here that used to love Vin Diesel? And she goes, yeah, that's me. And then I realized, oh, my God. I
hope
God
the next sense
out of
yourself goes, because I do, too.
No. I was just like, oh, you look different hair.
Now, I bet you said, I bet you said, not for nothing. This Vin Diesel, he's no Joe Curry.
That's right.
Who's that? Well, look at JoeGurry.com.
I didn't.
Sure, he can race cars, but how would he do it in Honda Element? Yeah. That's the question.
How would he do in stand-up? Not so well, I don't think.
He doesn't have to. He's Vin Diesel.
Yeah, but ew. No, he's really grotesque.
Okay.
Who?
Vin Diesel, not you.
Okay.
I mean, no. I'm not saying it's not you, okay, but I'm saying she's saying
right,
it's not you.
Run to the defense.
For my money, it most certainly could be you. But
no,
she's saying it's not you.
No, he doesn't do it for me.
Right. Vin Diesel doesn't.
Yeah, no.
Okay, good.
No.
All right, so last week I was in Chicago.
Right.
A toddling town.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's a song.
Oh, my God, you're such a youngster. You don't know?
Yes, I most certainly am.
As you brush away your fake mullet.
Hello, Barrel. Hello, Joe.
Yes, you did brush away your fake mullet. That
did
was
I?
Funny.
Did I? I did see that. All
yes,
right, I'm not
doing
fake barrel. You know what? I'm going to barrel with her. And you want to know something? I'm going to sit here, and we're going to sit on the barrel couch, and we're going to eat have tea because I'd rather be in the barrel making a come when you brushed away your fake mullet. And I will sit in this barrel with pride. Christ, I might even have IKEA come in and decorate the joint.
Well, you won't be able to put the shit together. Decorate the barrel. Don't you have an apartment you have to decorate first? Stupid, one thing at a time. Slow your roll. You're not that industrious.
Do you have an apartment to decorate?
Not yet. He will.
Not yet.
We'll okay. get there.
Eventually, the way shit's going.
Stick around 6 months. I'm sure we'll have that.
If I'm not lucky, the way things are going.
We'll
oh
get
my
there.
God.
Exactly.
So the reason I went to Chicago was because it was my father's 70th birthday.
Awesome.
Thank you on his behalf. So I bought us airfare, hotel, and tickets to see the Cubs in the afternoon, and then the White Sox at night. Because we always said, let's see some cool baseball fields. We went up to Fenway a couple years ago. Fenway's a fucking dump, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Fenway's overrated.
Yeah. Mm.
But Wrigley Field. Have you been to Wrigley?
No.
No.
If you're a baseball fan, everybody who's a baseball fan needs to go to Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
There's just no comparison. It's like the field you grew up on and playing in Little League, but on steroids.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like, this is what baseball feels like. Mm. It's not Yankee Stadium. The one they have now, which is ugh. It doesn't compare to any other field. Everybody needs to go to Wrigley.
I saw the pictures on Facebook. Number one, that was really cool. I mean, really,
oh, thank you.
Really good thing. And really you had good. Such a beautiful, it had a beautiful day.
It was freezing.
Oh, it was really?
It was in the 50s.
Wow.
And windy. It was the windy city.
The day game?
Yes, it was colder. It was colder during the day at Wrigley than at night at the White Sox game.
Why is it everything coming off the lake? I guess. I
no, it was just because the front had passed through the night before, and like the temperatures were like 20 degrees, but a little normal. It was freezing. We're behind home plate. We're in the shade, which if it rained was great. If it was hot, was great. It was cold, not so great.
You guys had jackets and stuff like
that. Yeah, I told my dad to bring a jacket. He wasn't going to.
Oh, wow. Mm.
For
good
once,
thing.
I was a responsible person.
Mm. Yeah, no, Chicago does have, really variable weather. Really.
It was great. And, after the win, it was a big rivalry game against the Cardinals, and all the fans, all the Chicago fans sing and everything. Right. It was cool. It was a well-played game. We were behind home plate. And then we go to at night.
Really, you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are great seats.
Yeah, I got really good seats.
Really? Nice.
And they're much more affordable than stupid what we pay up here.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's no contest. I mean, we had really great seats this year for a Yankee-Met game, mm-hmm. which were given to me. I've had, the best seats this year going to baseball games.
Right.
And I said to my dad, and I looked at the upper deck where we normally sit, I can't go back there. It's a different game.
It is a different
baseball
game.
Baseball in the upper deck, even there, is boring as hell.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually have good seats, right. It's quite an entertaining game.
Really?
it really is.
It really is a completely different thing when you're close to the action.
Yes, and those seats were great. And then we went to Cellular Field. Now, Wrigley just has this buzz about it, the sound of baseball, the roar. Doesn't have all that stupid piped-in garbage music that all these stadiums play. Cellular Field reminds me, and this is a new field, too. This is where the White Sox play.
Yeah.
But it's so sterile. It reminds me of what Shea was when the Yankees were really good. And, like, everybody would be upbeat at Yankee Stadium. And because the Cubs are good this year. And this year the White Sox suck. Everybody's depressed. Like, when you used to go to Shea. Like even the people that work there, the life is gone. There's nobody. like, this sucks.
One of my friends works there.
Well, I probably saw that. The zombie.
Did she try to eat your brains?
Yeah, it might have. It's like, whereas Wrigley's in the middle of a neighborhood. Cellular Field's really not in the middle of anything.
No.
It's kind of by itself. Yeah,
it's
like MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. You know, Yankee Stadium's in the middle of a neighborhood, mm-hmm. so it's cool. City Field less so you don't get that vibe, although I like City Field much better than Yankee Stadium. City Field's a nicer field.
I've never been to City Field, but I hear it's really, really
nice. They did a good job. The only thing they were screwed up was on the naming rights. City Field should have been MetLife. It just makes sense. MetLife is who should have sponsored
that.
That
is true.
Yeah, I don't know why they had to sponsor the Giants stadium. Yuck. There's the stadium you should be sponsoring right there, MetLife.
Somebody had to think of it.
Well, they didn't call me.
No.
So, for this game, what do I want to say? We were 16 rows behind the White Sox dugout.
Mm.
So, those are really good seats.
Wow.
Good seats. Yeah,
we got really good seats. Third row and everything. Great game. Just, there's no charm. But there's an interesting thing about my dad. So, he bought a scorecard at the first game, which was $2 for a scorecard and pencil. Yankee Stadium, by the way, $10.
That's ridiculous.
It's $10 for a scorecard and a pencil. $2 for a scorecard and pencil at Wrigley.
Ugh.
Go to Cellular, it's $1 for the scorecard and $1 for the pencil. And my father says no out of principle. I'm like, they're screwing me. They're actually giving you a better deal if you remember that you had your stupid pencil with you. They're giving you the option to save money, but you're pissed off.
But they give you those stupid little mini golf pencils.
But what do you want? One with a little fuzzy thing at the end of it with googly eyes?
No.
It's a fucking pencil.
Yeah, but do you know how much it costs to make a pencil? Nothing. $1? For half a pencil?
It's the same price he paid at Wrigley. They just broke it down, and now he's offended. I'll show them, will ya?
I'll use my homegrown pencil.
Well, he actually had his Wrigley pencil with him, but he forgot. But because they were going to charge him $1 for the pencil, which would have come to the same damn price as the first one, he didn't keep score of the game.
Now
and I'm
see,
thinking, this is only something I would do.
I was just going to say, Joe, now you
well,
see where it comes
from the tree.
Yes.
Now, what possessed you both White Sox and Cubs fans?
No, fuck them.
So why did you go there?
You got to go to Wrigley. You got to go.
Oh, I got. So you went. We wanted to see the stadium.
Yeah, we wanted to see different ball fields.
Okay, all right.
You know, we've been to Fenway. You got to go to Wrigley.
Right, right.
So and I was able to find it where the Cubbies were playing. Cubbies actually played two games themselves that day, but where the Cubbies were playing at noon and the White Sox were playing at 7.
Right. Awesome.
So I'm like, this is a same city two team doubleheader.
It was great.
The games were good and they moved and they were exciting. It was good stuff.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah, it doesn't happen with the Yankees because they're usually long and drawn out.
They really, really can be drawn out sometimes.
Yes,
there were many a game where we sat there going, "Oh God, maybe we should go walk around for a little bit."
Well, that's the problem with the new Yankees team.
There's no movement. You know, I understand that what you're saying about like the old charm to the old Yankee Stadium had a lot more charm to it, but there are better points about the new one because there were some skanky
There's plenty of empty seats.
Yeah. I know, including ours, because we used to have...
Nobody's paying $250 to see the Yankees play the White Sox in August. Nobody gives a shit.
No, and you know what?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, the prices that they're asking.
And it can be like 95 degrees up there, and there's just no remedy for it. You're just like burning.
Well, they
like
don't control the weather.
No, they don't. They don't.
I mean, they have a lot of money. Not that much. No. They're not Trump rich. They can't control the sun.
But you're in, like, uncomfortable seats, wedged in. You're far up there. It's broiling hot. The game isn't moving. It's like, oh,
God. I'm sorry they didn't provide a Barca lounger for you.
They should have, damn it.
Now, those seats, there are a lot of empty seats in Yankee Stadium due to those prices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think they would get the hint.
Oh, well, they got it. But, you know, they're in the season. The tickets are bought. Mm. They're bought corporate. Oh, okay. But people aren't at the games.
Gotcha. Yeah,
it just has a different feel.
We used to have season tickets, and the person who was in charge of it would call me and email me and say, we miss you. What happened?
Oh, the
Can
Jets
you tell
do that. The Jets do that to me.
Why aren't you back?
We got a new deal because your tickets stink.
Yeah.
I could go to StubHub and pick the games I want to go to.
Exactly. It's like you give me a bunch of things and like half of them we can't go to.
Yeah.
You know, so the way the Jets been, you'd be like, no, I want Rex Ryan to call me.
Well, he's in Buffalo now.
But what I'm saying, I'm talking about when he called when he was
Rex
with the
Ryan
Jets.
Would call. He would call. They would be like games where he would like leave season ticket holders a message and everything.
Oh, wow.
We really need our fans this week. You know, bring the noise. Really, Rex, just fucking worry about coaching and see which quarterback's going to embarrass you this week and how your secondary's going to get burnt when you have to lead late. Don't worry about me, Rex, and what I'm doing, stupid. But yeah, Rex would call.
All right.
Wow. Your bud.
My pal.
Yeah.
My dad was so thrilled because the first night we went to my dad's name is Milt, and there's a barbecue place called Milt's Barbecue.
Awesome.
He took pictures in front of Milt's Barbecue. We had some barbecue. He was very, very pleased.
That's great, man. It really is. Yeah.
That was a great, great idea and a nice trip to take your dad on.
My dad emailed us, because it's not just me. It's not just my money. You know, it's the wife, the kid, whatever, and said it was probably the best birthday he's had since his bar mitzvah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
You know, but father and son bonding time.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was definitely a good time and everything. We had a good time hanging out and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do more than a couple of days. You know, then somebody might have to die. Right. But that's just me. Yeah. I'm not good with people. I know this about me.
Joe, did you know that?
He's traveled
like,
with me.
Not like I'm Captain Sunshine either.
No, it works out well. We go to our own corners, gnaw on our bones, and we're fine.
Yeah. We just look up and...
Yeah, exactly. Joe and I are on the same wavelength with that, so we know not to be annoying.
It's amazing how two people have been friends for so long, and we can't stand people. Maybe that's what we have in common.
Sure.
I don't know.
And we each know each other's like annoying habits. Like with you, it's reading signs. I mean, are you done? And you go, yeah, I am an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was just like, you know, I think there was one time, and I'm doing it, I'm like, exit 55. Mile and a half, and I looked at him and I go, you should really punch me in the face. For me. Do it for me, because I'm sick of me. Not for you. Just punch me in the face for me, because I've had it with myself. Shut your face and sit there and be quiet. Yeah.
Well, see, Joe and I can drive 10 hours without talking, or we can put on a game to amuse ourselves.
Yeah.
That, you know, one of our radio games.
A ride with us consists of, number one, bitching about each other. Then we move on to about our comedy careers.
I thought we'd do that on the air.
I know. We bitch about each other. Then we move on to this. We bitch about the radio business. Then we move on to the comedy business. Then we argue about politics. Then we'll play a game. Then we're back to why each other's as dumb as all hell. Then we move on to politics again. Then we get lunch. And then we move on.
Yeah, but that's a federal case, too, where stupid doesn't want to try things.
Where's the Cracker Barrel?
Well, he'll go to a Cracker Barrel.
Did you map out the trip?
Because that's American food.
But yeah, did you map out the trip from Cracker Barrel to Cracker Barrel?
We've been there. We almost got kicked out of a Cracker Barrel.
What? How could you get kicked out of a Cracker Barrel?
Remember, because you know how they sell their tchotchkes and stuff?
Yeah.
I told Joe's girl this story this week.
we were like looking at their tchotchkes, and this is a couple years ago, and they have like a t-shirt that says there's no crying in football. And I go to Joe, loud enough for others to enjoy, unless you're at Penn State. And then the woman who worked there was mortified and almost chased us out.
Hold on. Let me explain why she was mortified. She started laughing and caught herself and got pissed off because Dumbbell here made the joke and made her laugh. And then she got pissed because she laughed at the joke Dumbbell made.
And I'm evil. Who turned me evil? Who turned me towards Satan? Him!
Yeah, it's like
that's what it was like.
It's like getting pissed off at Satan for turning you evil. That's what he does.
Yeah. He's even got the goatee. Come on.
I'm not trying to hide this shit, people.
They're building a Cracker Barrel on Long Island, which I don't know if it's going to work. It's just like, because a Cracker.
Sure, it will.
Well, the novelty you're aware of, because Cracker Barrel is a place you go when you're not home. When you're home, you really don't want to go.
Yeah, but that's your strategy. People
love Cracker Barrel. Not people that have good food. But yeah, I mean, you're spoiled in the New York area. There's all these great restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe's girl's very excited when that opens. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's very excited. She likes Cracker Barrel.
I don't think
I'll be taking Joe's girl to Tom Colicchio's restaurant Kraft in the city.
No.
Somehow Joe's girl doesn't strike me as a foodie.
No, she likes food. No, no,
but she
not
travels.
What I mean.
It's nice. You like that.
Sure,
like,
that. You're fine at Waffle Houses. I understand.
That one at Waffle House in Alabama we went to.
That one. Oh, they're all the same, stupid.
Not this one. This one. Oh God. Man, we're working in Anniston. Over the,
I cherish the memories, Joe.
Yeah, well, because there was a riot we almost started. When you did that.
I was defending Your Honor.
I understand.
Was somebody catcalling Joe?
No. Somebody was not giving Joe the respect he deserves while he was doing his act.
Oh, okay.
And I could not have that.
Good for you.
And the Davin got up. Well, he was giving me a hard time. You got up there and was giving you a harder time.
Yeah, that doesn't work well, though.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It started with, oh, boy, what a night that was.
Well, long story short, the SWAT team was called in, and a fight broke out in the middle of my set. But that happens.
What?
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, my God.
Because the guy was throwing ice cubes at Davin.
No, it was popcorn.
It was ice cubes. It was ice cubes.
It was popcorn, because we wanted to go to work and follow him and do the same.
No, we're going to get was it popcorn?
It was popcorn.
All right, because what we wanted to do, he said... I asked him when I was on stage, I go, so what do you do for a living? I am working the home improvement department in Sayers. So when Davin's up there, he's throwing popcorn and stuff like that. So the next day, there's the mall across the street with Sears.
Oh.
And I go, get bail money. he goes, why? I go, because we're gonna go to Sears. If he's there, we're getting popcorn. And I want to see how he does his job with people throwing shit at him.
We tried to find him.
Oh, yeah. That would be, yes, that would be like too hard of a thing to resist.
People with common sense wouldn't do it.
No. Yeah. I'd be.
No, I just told him, bring, it was like when we used to go drink it up in Maine. Bring bail money so we can get out and go to the show.
I'd go to the ATM, get the bail money, and I'd be buying the popcorn and go, let's go, guys. Because that would be... just to
oh, we were, yeah, we were, we were.
The great thing about traveling is you get to meet America's stupid,
and they don't disappoint.
No, they don't disappoint at all. Not at and all. Facebook brings them all together on my little news feed.
Oh boy, howdy! I know. So, I have to say I don't see a lot of stupid because I tend to like say,
well,
don't show
cat
me
memes.
Theirs. Yeah, and those I see those people, but I kind of select, I don't want to see that crap anymore.
Oh, I see stupid all the time.
Yeah. And
I know places where I can find this particular type of stupid, should I be in the mood.
I know people.
Go shopping.
Yeah, I could. Your page is a good source for that sometimes. If I feel like being enraged, and I go, no, I'm not commenting on this.
No.
I could be doing something productive.
Yeah, no, I'm not jumping into the fray.
No,
I'm
showing. I'm showing much more restraint these days. At least attempting to.
You know better.
Yes. Like Joe posted a bunch of stuff on Sunday that was begging for me to comment, and I go, no. I'm gonna let him preach to
and
his
every
masses.
Time I hit click, I'm like, he's gonna love this.
Oh yeah,
but I didn't respond. I'm just like, you know what? Let him play to his people over there. That's I can't help those people.
No,
we don't. No, we don't need to be helped. We need to help your side.
Yeah, good
See,
luck with
that's
that.
The
Take
thing,
us all down.
Yeah. No, but okay. That's the thing, is that nobody is going to be happy. Nobody's going to change sides. There's going to be a big brouhaha.
I don't have a side.
No, well, you know, or opinion. It's like, whatever you firmly believe, the other person firmly believes the other, and it's just going to be a lot of arguing.
Let me tell you something. When I was on the way up, I don't know who, I think you made the comment where, so many of you guys made the comment where you post something and then a whole shitstorm starts.
Yeah.
And then you go back to them like, oh, boy. That was I did that. I'm like,
you do that all the time. This Ed Kaz and then all your right-wing nuts. That's usually when occasionally Stupid jumps in, but Stupid's getting much better at not jumping. Because then when I jump in, then a Joe Comia jumps in, and then Joey Pye jumps in and takes it off the rails.
Well, there's a guy, Christian, who is...
I saw some of it. I read his article.
Yeah, now he... And there was one day I'm half asleep or whatever, and I wrote Christine by accident.
Oh.
He laid into me with, you know, you're kind of brave behind the keyboard, but, and I was wrong. I typed to him, I go, I'm so, I go, that was my mistake. I don't do, I'm, this is not the way I debate. Well, I am so, please accept my, I'm so sorry. And we're like pals now. I felt so bad because immediately I go, oh, he's going to think I'm one of these dim shits that don't, you know. How's the view from the high horse?
It's lovely. Don't you wish you could climb up upon it? You know, I'm very rich.
yeah.
You can't get above my hair.
I just got that. Yeah, well, you know, that is a problem where people run out of ideas and they start attacking you.
Oh, yeah, I don't debate those
stuff,
people.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like calling you a girl. By,
well, the one.
That's
a tactic. Well, you know, I see libtard. I go, okay, here's a moron. Yeah, once they start throwing those words around, I go,
yeah.
Yeah, and that you don't usually post that.
I don't.
I think I've called you on it in the past, not recently.
With what?
With the word libtard.
Never.
A lot of you peoples do.
Oh, all right. I will say, yeah, Dennis sometimes and some people do. Not me. I don't. No, not me.
Well, there's nothing to talk about.
There's nothing to say.
I would. No, I don't. You know me. Why would you even think that? I mean, people that go on it, but I wouldn't. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
How can I possibly think ill of you?
In many ways, but not that way. What's the matter with you?
Sorry, Joe. I get all my ill feelings towards you confused. I apologize.
Okay. Apology accepted.
Joe does a lot of hateful things.
Granted, some people post on something like that, but it's not. No.
Anywho.
Yeah, I don't really mind debate as long as it's respectful.
Yeah, really. That's why, you know, I'm saying.
So this was the wife's birthday was this weekend.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. I didn't say happy birthday. I didn't say happy birthday.
Okay. Well, you can say happy birthday.
Yeah, she was cursing about you earlier.
Yeah, she was very upset. her parents are moving to Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's kind of like sad, sort of like helping pack up the house. Here's the thing, though. Because we're having a garage sale, as you can see. You know, we're starting to price the crap for it and everything.
Right.
Like, apparently the stuff that they want to give away to charity, they feel I should lug up to here to sell. No. I have enough of my own crap.
Where are you going to put it?
We're at our crap max.
Yeah.
Look at Pip buying up. I actually am
looking at that little shelf.
You want it? You can have it.
You were going to sell it. What do you want for it?
Just take it.
I'm taking it.
You can have it.
Thank
Jody, you need speakers? I got the big ones upstairs.
No, I
got 200 watts.
I got to start cleaning out my place.
All right. Well, she's got to start cleaning out hers. It's not
I
stopping
I might throw
her.
The jet ski up here, throw in front of your house. Like, damn thing.
Be my guest. That'll get some attention.
A jet ski.
I got a deep fryer. Yeah, you can have that shelf thing.
Yeah.
It's the wife's, but I don't see why she would argue because we'd rather you have it and gave it a furry home than go to somebody else. Well, it's going to be covered in cat fur.
It will be. It's probably going to be covered in cat figurines. No jokes.
Well, you know, just treat it good.
I will.
Godspeed.
Godspeed, little chill.
It was. Do you need some prayer warriors to make it work out okay for you?
No.
Did you hear me yelling about them?
Yeah.
You have to agree with that.
Prayer, yeah, well, some people get out of hand. I mean, it's a religious, the religious nuts.
I don't mind normal religious people saying, pray for me or pray
for
you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
stuff.
Your thing.
That's their thing, and it's meant kindly. But prayer warriors.
Prayer warriors,
is
those are the same ones that flip out about gay marriage and stuff like that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Very
zealots.
Annoying.
Would you want a gay man serving with you as a prayer warrior?
Me? Yeah, why not?
The gay God, prayer warrior.
God loves everybody.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's not fans of any of us. Maybe he's more like me than any of us care to believe. Could you believe?
That would explain so
much. It really
much.
Would. God works in mysterious ways. No. I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing. I don't like you.
You, the cancer.
You know what? I've had enough of your shit. Have some leukemia.
God's love is everywhere. Is it really? Is it really?
Does that comfort you? I see God's love spread all over the highway today.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw God in some of the people I was driving with. Yeah.
You think God's going out there? I work in mysterious ways. This shit is plain as night and day. I struck you by lightning because you're an asshole. How is this mysterious?
I was throwing warning shots all over the place. You, the only one standing in the field.
Why do you think I created all these variations of believing me? I love to watch you assholes fight. This is my TV. It's in high def.
I think there was a story in the Bible where some guy, like in Jerusalem, was working on a ladder or something like that and fell off and died.
Was it Jacob's ladder?
No, but it was like some guy, and one of the followers asked Jesus, he goes, you know, if God loves us, why does stuff like that happen? And he goes, because it does, so you better make you have your ducks in order.
I don't remember that. Wait,
was
story.
That was that Paul or John that wrote of that in scripture?
Yeah.
Thou shalt have thou ducks in order. Really?
That was Ringo.
Really,
that
Father?
stupid. See, God works in mysterious ways. He's still fucking walking the earth. It makes no sense.
Well, it's the gospel by me if it was delivered in the pipe yard. You know?
Not for nothing. Stop being a douchebag. It's the ninth commandment or something.
You pull a trailer over there. You know, I'm telling you, what the Lord said in the parable 7.
It's in the Lost Book of Long Island.
Ah.
It's a very not well-known book
of
the
favorite
Bible.
Book.
Yes.
Come ye Budafuku. And the Islanders shall wander the NHL for 40 years before winning their next Stanley Cup. Because you are the chosen team.
Searching for the cup.
Yes.
I'm not a big hockey fan, but almost.
Almost. Sure, why do you think they had the fish stick guy?
Let me tell you something. That really, everybody hated that guy.
No, most people didn't give a shit. On Long Island, they cared.
On Long Island, we cared. The thing about it is we all, whether you're an Islanders fan or not, it's just cool to see the island, you know, like, you know, the island, picture the island represented.
Sure. So, anyway, so I did not get the wife anything. Because we're at the point, she didn't get me anything for Father's Day. We're at the point we have it all.
Yeah.
We don't need
more. I can see it all here.
Exactly. Now it's discounted.
It has little tags on it.
But there's not, but it's like, what do you want? I don't want anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing I need or I want.
Right.
You know, I got the new cowboy hat. You know, good.
Did you?
No, the one I got several months ago. We're actually selling one of my cowboy hats, Jeff. You'll be happy to know.
Well, praise Jesus. The cowboy hat is going.
Yeah, but so we're at that point where there's nothing we really need. Because if we want or need something, we buy it.
Right.
You know, it's not, we don't, ooh, goody goody, it's, you know, birthday time because we're old. So she goes, you know what I really want you to do? I want you and the daughter to make me a birthday cake. How about I buy it? No, I want you guys to make a cake together. I don't really do that. That's why I want you to do it. Do you? Is that what?
Some mother-daughter, father-daughter bonding time.
I don't do cakes. I do savory.
Yeah.
What'd you make her, wings?
Because you haven't done that before. I need you to weld some pipe together and make a cage. Yeah. Never did that either.
Yeah, it's pretty much akin to the same thing.
I don't.
Now, in her defense, she's like, pick any one of the cake mixes we have out of the pantry. So it's not like she was expecting one from complete scratch. Because, you know, Betty Crocker did the hard work. So I thought.
If it means a lot, if it means a lot to your daughter.
No, not to the daughter. She don't give a shit. She just wants to eat the cake, the daughter.
Does your wife feel it means a lot to the daughter?
No, I think the wife just wanted to put us to work, get her out of her hair for a couple hours.
Okay.
All right, well, then, you know what? Maybe you should have done that because she's about to blow.
Well, I did.
Because, yeah, because like I'm saying, you know, it was like, I would ask her, if it was me, I go, well, would it mean a lot to the daughter, our daughter,
yeah,
if we cook? No, we ain't baking shit. You're getting a cake.
You know what? This is what she wants. Fine. I'll go in the pantry. I'll get a cake mix.
Yeah.
The icing choice is rather small, but I'll figure something out. So I get a cake mix, a chocolate cake. It's a little bit past its prime, but that could go. I mean, you know, has the expiration date, but
yeah,
you know, what's 5 years amongst Duncan? That's a little bit, but you know what? It's powder. What could possibly go
right next to the unleavened bread? Holy smokes!
So it has instructions. I've never done this before.
Okay.
They're words on tell you how to. They're words that tell you how to do it.
Yes, Jeff. They are. Sometimes you have to affirm. That's a good boy. Now, you're supposed to stir everything for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
Like, softly, and then brisker, or whatever.
Yep.
I guess, you bake cakes.
Yeah, I do.
This all sounds familiar to you.
Yes.
At this point, I go, well, but it's just mixing. We'll let the daughter do this.
Uh-oh.
Don't look at me like that. What do I know? I cook savory. I cook dinner all the time. So I let the daughter stir.
Right.
Okay, everything seems fine. Now, I have two cake tins because it's going to be a double layer thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At first, I'm thinking, well, this doesn't make sense. I could just fill it all one to the top. But then I catch this and go, oh, no, this shit rises. Let me just do halfway. I caught myself from being a complete maroon. So I filled
them
both.
Thank you.
Just follow the instructions, will you?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Now, here's the thing about cakes. They rise in a bulbous fashion, like a dome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you watch these cooking shows, you, like, slice off the top to level them out. You
mm-hmm.
can do that.
Yeah.
The wife just said, don't fuss with that. Just turn them both upside down so they face each other. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I said, no. I will do the slicing.
Oh, dear.
No.
Oh, dear.
I
now he's the cake boss.
Yeah, I know.
I like the word boss.
Yeah.
Maybe down here, but up there, not,
not
so,
so
much.
Not so much. I was Betty Crocker's bitch.
Yeah.
By the way, I asked my daughter to crack an egg. No, I don't want to crack an egg. Really? Really? You can't crack it? We're doing something together. Crack a goddamn egg. She wouldn't crack an egg.
Would she crack an egg?
I don't know why she wouldn't crack an egg. She doesn't like to get her hands dirty. So why the fuck do we have to do this together? So fine. I shave the cake, as you will. This all sounds proper technique, right?
Well, if you're making a professional cake, yeah. You don't have to do this at home. But please do continue, because I want to see where this went.
Probably in a garbage.
Wouldn't have been a bad place. And this is where we start to encounter some trouble.
Yeah.
First of all, getting a cake flat, mm-hmm. like Joe's head, is not as easy as one.
It looks like he picks on me because he can't bake.
I know. It's
That's not why I pick
somehow.
On you.
No.
But I can't bake.
There's
that
roundness here.
What?
There's roundness here. Okay. I'm cupping his head.
Let me get the knife.
I was leveling off.
It looks very easy on TV.
It does.
Is it?
It's not.
Mm. Yeah. I should have consulted you.
Yeah, you should have called.
Yeah, well, I didn't. And this is when things started to take a horrible, horrible
Hold
turn.
Hold on. It looks very easy on TV. Have you ever heard of editing and retakes?
Well, you've seen my act. Clearly not.
Okay.
You know how many cakes they went through before they got it that flat?
Yeah, but these are competitions. They wouldn't lie. So this is where we start to encounter some problems with one of the layers. Hmm. Now it's a little crumbly. It is kind of disintegrating upon me. All right, enough. You know what, cake? I know there's a sinkhole in the middle of you now.
Yes.
Get your little cake ass on top of the other piece of cake. Let's just spackle this shit up with icing and everything.
Get it over with.
Exactly.
Yep. It was disintegrating.
It was breaking away.
I wonder if it was the mix was old or you didn't do the mixture correctly.
There's a lot of variables, Joe.
Probably both.
There's a lot of areas where I could have screwed up.
Yeah.
That's what makes me baking so much fun.
Right.
So now parts of the cake or from the top layer are starting to break away. I have icing. In my head, I translate icing to spackle.
This has got to be the most fucked
up. It's not a
work
way. It's dessert. What are you doing?
By the way, I've never spackled either.
Oh, great.
Well, maybe once in my old apartment when we were leaving.
But at least you could sand it, you know?
Aren't you getting a picture of him putting a stoop together?
Again, not a strength of mine.
Yeah.
You're hearing my strength, so you can imagine I don't have a lot of ability in a lot of things.
Okay.
So now I'm spackling, and the more I'm spackling, the more portions of the cake want to separate from other portions of the cake. The top layer of this cake has pretty much said, fuck it, we don't want to be here anymore.
You're having a landslide.
The cake now looks like a brown abortion.
Now, what's your daughter saying while this is all going
on? Oh, she's upstairs laying in bed. I gave her cake shaving. She's happy as shit. This is my problem.
She's got a bed to eat pieces of cake, and now
she's lying in bed watching TV with the wife.
This segment should be called "Who's the Asshole Here?" Because
well, I think I've established it's me.
I would. Oh my god!
Are you?
Can anybody else be an asshole in this segment?
Are you?
I think it's me.
Are you out to the store buying a cake at this point?
That's what I wanted to do. I'll buy you a lovely cake. I'll get you the best cake ever that somebody else could bake. I got no problem spending money.
This is not about a father-daughter project. This is about me getting thoroughly pissed off. The girl's watching TV upstairs, and I'm stuck with this.
She mixed incorrectly.
At least it says the pastry has revolted.
The pastry was revolting. But so it's breaking away, and I'm trying to still spackle the bottom of it and shit. And it looked like somebody stomped on it multiple times. Ever hear the phrase stomping a mud hole? My cake looked like a mud hole.
This thing must have looked like cake and the Little Rascals. Remember that cake? Yeah.
The wife loved it. It was, I'm never doing this again.
No.
But it tasted good.
It tastes
but
good.
Anything with frosting tastes good. You can put frosting on a turd to be yummy, you know?
We can try that. Want to get the litter box?
That?
I still have some extra icing. What's turd? What's icing? We'll play that game. I'm not adverse to it. So glad that you're creative, Joe.
I'm going to save that line and put it somewhere. What's turd? What's icing?
But no, close your eyes. Both, you'll figure it out.
Both look the same, but taste radically different.
They're both smeared on my
we
wall.
We will test if icing makes anything better.
Anything?
Anything? Oh,
so I call this a cake crumble. Because it was started as a cake and then crumbled. But that was not my only first I did on this day. Another thing which you think I would have done, since I do the majority of the cooking in this house, at least when it comes to dinner
right.
and everything, I scrambled my first egg.
Yes! Finally!
Things Davin hears after he gets it right with foreplay.
You scrambled an egg and we're holding the presses over this?
Yep.
She is.
Because there are certain things that you have not done. You have not made your own coffee. You did not scramble an egg. These are big, big steps for you.
You know, and he's wearing bare feet. You know why he can't tie his shoes?
I got Velcro.
Huh?
I got Velcro.
Yeah.
Why do you think I wear
boots?
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Just put right on.
So now, how did you figure out how to do it?
Well, I couldn't make an
God
omelet.
Almighty.
I gotta hear this.
Yes, I'm...
So are you riveted?
How did you boil the water?
I didn't boil water for scrambled egg, you asshole.
No, I'm kidding.
You don't know how to make an egg. What a ridiculous thing to say.
I'm breaking things down to their most basic.
I know how to boil water. I make macaroni and cheese.
Okay, just check
it. I gotta stop. We are some nasty people to each other. We really are awful.
Well, she was being stupid. That's just crazy boiling water for a scramble. I'm not making a hard-boiled egg. I made that plenty of times.
I was being nasty. I was not being stupid.
Well, you're never being funny. Why don't you try that?
It's like the Chef Ramsay of eggs.
Yes, I'm yelling at the stupid eggs.
Nasty's yelling at everybody.
Actually, the name of the show, when you're doing the segment, who's the prick? That's the name of the show that we're running tonight.
It's usually me.
We're just kidding. You show points in it. Yeah, whatever, yep, you're right.
No, you got like mad. Joe works in mysterious ways. Whatever. We know he's predictable.
I can't even argue that.
He's as predictable as an ISIS video. Somebody's losing their fucking head. You know it.
Meanwhile, Trucker Tom made pork chops and gravy and onions with mixed vegetables and mashed potatoes.
Tom, it's fucking dinner. Yeah. I can do that shit, too.
No, you can't. Tom, mix it on a fifth wheel of a trailer.
Yeah, Tom, Tom, come back to me for a fucking cake, stupid. That's when I need you. The desserts are a whole different. It throws the professional chefs.
The man makes a souffle and a radiator.
He never made a souffle.
I bet
there's no souffle. His souffle is not falling on a radiator.
So now, how is it that you make dinner, but you've never made breakfast? You've never scrambled an egg before.
Well, I mean, she should do something.
Okay, so
the last time I made pancakes was in high school in home ec class, and that was a whopping failure, although a hilarious one. I was making them with my buddy Lee; he was my partner.
Yeah,
and we're stirring the pancakes. Unfortunately, he had a Jolly Rancher in his mouth. And I might have said something humorous, I don't recall, but the Jolly Rancher fell into the pancake batter, and thus the invention of what we call them Jolly Old Pancakes. And that was my last foray into pancakes.
That better have been a maple-flavored Jolly Rancher.
No, I'm probably like strawberry or watermelon.
No, gross.
I've never eaten with him.
No.
Have eaten my... You eat my dinner. I cook well.
All right.
Yeah, dinner has been good here.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, I butter up the pan because I don't want it to stick. Yeah. Now, I have no idea how an omelet would work because that just seems crazy.
Oh, no. Don't try that.
No, I'm not ready
don't
for that type
no,
of thing.
No.
Yeah, that's
I butter up the pan. I throw some eggs in there. I throw some cheese, some milk with the eggs. I remember you put milk with the eggs so they're fluffy and everything.
Really?
See, you're learning. The eggs, I threw some Mexican cheese in there, little salt and pepper.
Yep.
Very good. Yeah. The eggs came out well.
Okay.
I just hope this is not an expected responsibility now, because this is why I avoid doing new shit.
Scrambling an egg. God knows what this could lead to.
I know.
My God, you might have to make an omelet someday.
I hope not.
Yeah.
The Sheridan has a perfectly good station for that.
Tom is not impressed. He says, scrambled eggs are easy. Come back when you've got eggs over easy down without breaking the yolk.
The wife does that.
See,
come back to me when you got somebody to do that for you, stupid. I never said I could scramble an egg. don't talk tough to me. I never said, I'll fucking show you. I never said that.
Don't talk tough to me.
I know.
He got all uppity. Like, I called myself the Egg Master. Well,
it's like a West Side Story in a diner.
I'm I'm not the walrus. I'm not the Eggman. I don't know what the hell he's got.
I am
Bust
the
him.
Eggmaster.
Yeah, but Trucker Woo! Tom's coming off like, I'll show you how to scramble egg. No, no. I did it once, and that's enough. Yeah,
I'm sure he got up this morning wanting to shit talk about scrambled eggs.
He might have. He's always talking about loads first thing in the morning. Who knows what this man's going to talk about? I got 90 loads scheduled today. It's going to be a real bitch. Is it towel off, stupid?
I have to confess, when I've seen him say things like that, I'm like, how many loads? Damn, that's a busy
I mean,
day.
I admire his dedication. He's a pro, a consummate professional.
Pace yourself.
But even a hooker goes, not for nothing, I need a timeout.
That's what he said. You're going to do about 64 loads. I'm like, what are you, a pimp?
How many socks is that?
I don't. Hey, leave me out of this.
Be a busy day for you, Chizzy. Yeah,
we don't need a sock. We need a tarp for 90 loads. We don't need a sock. We got Trucker Tom. He's updating us how many loads he's going to take. What a trooper.
Well, and now he's annoyed. He says, I'm just busting your chops, stupid.
What do you think? I'm fucking for real?
I know.
Does he really think I'm sitting there at his job where he's taking 90 loads to his face?
Well, Lisa's tough and talking. Try again. Talking tough now. Comes back when you do Eggs Benedict. You know, he didn't. It's not a challenge. Yeah. He's throwing down.
Yeah, well, listen, when it comes to eating shit, Joe's for that. I never said I could scramble eggs. I said this was the first time. They're all coming at me like I'm bragging or something.
I know.
Listen, like, people, I toast a bagel. Breakfast is done. I don't even like breakfast. I'm not a breakfast person. I don't need to cook breakfast. I'm happy if we just skip to lunch.
Listen, I'm impressed that you cook dinner.
Thank
because
you.
Because Mr. Helix, his idea of cooking dinner, when he's left to his own devices, at my house, it's like, a lot of times I cook dinner, or if we're going to get stuff out, I'll go and pick it up and bring it in. But when he's left to his own devices, we call that foraging. I'm like, I'm going to be home really late, can you forage? And this something.
What, is he going out to the backyard? Yes. Finding some berries and twigs?
Twigs, yeah.
Well, that's what I like to call it.
That's what he calls his privates.
Berries and twigs.
Yes.
That just means go into the freezer and or open a can and find something to cook.
We'll
you
have
know?
Sardines because they're here from 1978.
Trust me, I got food. But you know what his favorite thing to make? He calls it crackhead soup. He makes himself ramen and he throws a hot dog in it.
Down a hallway?
Yes,
oh,
if I'm lucky.
Awful.
I know, but that's what the man eats. Oh. Left to his own devices.
Doesn't sound terrible.
That's why I cook a lot.
What I'll do is I'll make ramen noodles and then I'll put soup.
They're not ramen, they're ramen.
Ramen.
Hey, why are you putting me in your noodles? Deborah, I don't want to be in this hot broth. That was more of a Seinfeld. I suck.
Yeah, really.
Could you do what I was trying to do, please?
Why are you throwing me in there with the ramen?
You can't do it either. All right.
Sound like Jimmy Stewart.
I don't know what you sounded like. The man of half a dozen voices. And me with three.
Hey. I can't do it either.
We suck. We should get somebody with talent on this show. That's what this show's missing. Ability. All right, let's take our first break. We'll come back with what Joe's been up to the past couple weeks. Then we'll do some Bitches Be Crazy. Let's take our first break. Pip, where can people hear this show?
You can listen to Davinsden Live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, ruthlessradio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, GoneRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com, and TalkSuperStation.com has us on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davinsden. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davinsden. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, Davinsden.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
You are listening to Davinsden. We'll be back in a very short minute. You're going to listen to Joe Brack, Wishing Well.